Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. We made it. Good morning, my little love bunnies. I hope you're having a great day today, Thursday. Oh, almost Friday, almost the weekend. All right, here we go. I'm going to bring you something a little different today. Give you a break of my ranting and raving of my usual stuff. We're going to start with the bizarre. It's sad. To me, it's sad. But it's definitely bizarre. Heartbreaking, kind of. But, the story, I guess, ends in a good way, I guess. You'll see when I start reading it here in a minute. We're going to read a hideous story. But then we're going to end in a high note. I promise. Okay, let's start with this first one. I put all three of these stories out on my X feed, so you should be able to find them. All right, this headline is, teen kidnapped 26 years ago, rescued from neighbor's cellar just 100 meters from his Algerian home. This is from the New York Post. Very bizarre, so sad. It doesn't, anyway, let's get on. It has a picture of him being rescued. It's so sad. They see him coming out of this whole little round hole in the floor covered by straw. Oh, it's so sad. Oh, okay. A teenager who went missing in 1998 was found alive over the weekend in the cellar of his alleged kidnapper's home, just 300 feet from his family's residence in Algeria. Omar Ben Omran was rescued Sunday from the house of his longtime captor after he went missing on his way to vocational school some 26 years ago, according to Algerian media reports. This is written by Ali Griffin, by the way, from the New York Post. Omar, now 45 years old, and with a beard, was saved from the basement below his neighbor's hay-covered floor in some sort of sheep pen. A video showing the confused-looking detainee posted on social media shows. God bless. His accused captor, a 61-year-old man who lived alone, was taken into custody, according to the Attorney General's office, Jelfa. He didn't live alone if he had a captor downstairs or if he had somebody downstairs held captive. Investigators were reportedly tipped off by the victim's family after the suspect's brother, suggested his sibling was involved in the kidnapping in a social media post while the pair were fighting over inheritance. Oh, boy. Then reopened the investigation and searched the man's home until they discovered a trapdoor hidden underneath the hay on the floor. They found Omar behind the door, the prosecutor said. Omar was taken to a medical center for treatment, both physical and psychological, while the unnamed suspect will go to trial for the heinous crime, the Attorney General's office said. The teen's alleged abductor has also been accused of killing his dog, seen in photos with him the year he went missing. So the teenager had a dog, and the captor killed his dog, left it in the front of the family's door too. Sadly, Omar's mother, who never stopped looking for her missing son, one of her nine children, died in 2013. While other family members believed he was killed during the country's civil war during the 1990s and early 2000s, his mother felt in her heart that he was still alive. Well, she was right. Her last wish was, please do not stop searching for Omar. I'm sure he's still alive. The victim reportedly told family members that he would sometimes, sometimes see them walking by through a window in his abductor's home, but was unable to speak or call out to them, like he was under some kind of spell, according to Algerian news articles. And this is where the article ends. It doesn't say anything else. It doesn't say what happened, what, why, the condition. It doesn't say anything else. Oh my gosh. At least he was so sad though, but my God, 26 years living in somebody's basement in a sheep-like pen. Who knows what happened to this poor guy? But then you, I don't know, you wonder. I don't know. It just is weird. Is it not weird? That this guy, maybe there's something wrong with him. I don't know. Oh boy, it's just so sad. But at least he was found alive, right? But what kind of a life is he? What kind of a life is he gonna live now? Oh man, who knows what this guy went through? My gosh. All right, we're gonna go to the next story. It's just oh, this one is very upsetting. Very upsetting, and I gotta bring it to you anyway. Son, 19, upset over his upbringing, shoots parents and is disappointed they survive, according to court documents. Again, from the New York Post, and it is written by David Proper. An Arizona teenager, upset over his upbringing, tried to kill his parents hours after Mother's Day ended and was disappointed to learn they both survived the sick attack he had been planning for years, according to authority. Jeremiah Estelle Blair, 19 years old, allegedly shot his parents. Allegedly, did he or did he not? I swear these stories. Shot his parents inside their home in Chandler, about 20 miles from Phoenix. Monday morning, police said the pair were rushed to the hospital where they were treated for their wounds. The unkempt looking young man, who was arrested without incident at the scene, quickly admitted to the shooting that was apparently years in the making, court document obtained by Fox 10 alleged. He also whined about his childhood. Oh my gosh. What was wrong with his childhood? It doesn't tell us in this article. Blair reported being upset over his upbringing and he felt he was not treated as he should have been as a child. What does that mean? Chandler police detectives wrote. Blair stated he had been planning for years to kill the victims. Now, was he abused? Was he beaten? Was he sexually abused? I don't know. The story doesn't tell us that. His initial plan was to carry out the shooting on Mother's Day, but instead waited hours later. And if you are being abused or sexually abused or beaten, that's not how you fix things. You go tell somebody, okay? Trust me on this one. I know. All right. So his initial plan, so I don't think, obviously, I don't think he was beaten or being sexually abused or anything. Who knows? It doesn't say what was wrong, what he complained about his upbringing was. His initial plan was to carry out the shooting on Mother's Day, but instead waited. Okay, I already read that. When Blair's father came downstairs around 5:30, his son was waiting with a gun and video camera to record the shooting. This guy is messed up. Arizona family reported. He told his father about this day coming before he shot him in the forearm, court documents outlined, according to the Arizona Republic. Blair's father ran back to the bedroom, but his mother came out of the room to see what was happening and was shot in the chest. While he knew in the immediate aftermath the shooting of his father was likely going to live, he was happy when he thought his mother was going to die, the court documents. Okay, this guy is not right in the head. Defendant, I wonder what was wrong with his upbringing. Obviously, I don't know. What, something was wrong, right? Maybe for him to do this, wouldn't you think? Or what? What is going on here? We need to know more. He's facing two counts of first degree attempted murder. We need to know more about this story. I want to know what your thoughts are. This is not the question of the day, but if you listen to this and you read this story, what do you think happened? Is he just mental? What was his upbringing? I don't know. It doesn't tell us what his upbringing was, so who knows? All right, we're going to move on to the next one. This next one is a good, heartwarming story. Again, for the New York Post. So this is a good story. New York, and this is written by Stephen Vago. New York seamstress, New York City seamstress, 95 years old, reunited with long-lost Garment District statue of herself from decades ago. It's a stitch in time. A 95-year-old former master seamstress was reunited Wednesday with a long-lost statue of herself that stood for nearly four decades in the lobby of the Garment District Suit Company, where she once worked. Garment District Suits. Okay. I was thinking sweet. You know, all right. The life-size plaster likeness of Maria Poulsen, which will soon go on display at the Italian-American Museum, was found by her granddaughter, who waged an online odyssey to find the artwork in a dusty warehouse in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Joe must have been hiding it there. Why it was in a warehouse in Pennsylvania, I don't know. So, growing up, I always knew there was the statue of my grandmother when she was a New York City seamstress. I always was curious about it, her granddaughter, Jennifer Poulsen Heppner, 41, told the Post. The now-retired nonagenarian got to see the statue, which captures... Why do these people have to use words like this? I mean, you know, I guess it's, you know, cute writing. The now-retired seamstress got to see the statue, which captures her in the act of sewing with a look of firm concentration on her face. At a ceremony at the Mulberry Street Museum Wednesday, she showed she was still all business when asked what she thought of the honor. "Eh, it's all right," she said. Oh my gosh, in 1984, Paulson's boss at the St. Laurie firm, Andy Cozen, wanted to create an experience for the customer with art depicting a worker at the building in East 20th Street near Broadway. So he asked Paulson to pose for the statue because she was one of the best seamstresses and the most social friendly, Heppner said. As workers entered and left the building, they could often be heard playfully greeting the figure, which depicts Paulson with thread and needle. Everybody would say, "Good morning, Maria. Good night, Maria," Paulson recalled. The statue sat proudly at 897 Broadway until 2018, when the firm moved and the antique company took it. Last year, Heppner said her husband encouraged her to track it down. So there you go. There's more to it, but I'm not going to read the rest of it. That's the gist of the story. So there's your happy ending to the episode today. All right, now we've got to go to the question of the day. Okay, question of the day. What is the most outdated piece of technology that you own and actually use? I think for me, oh gosh, what is it? Oh, I just had it in my mind. I don't know. Let me come back to that. I know for my husband, it would probably be his watches. his analog watch. Is it analog where it has the hands, right? It has the face on it and the hands that go around. You know how we used to tell time back in the day? Probably that for him. Technology. Is that it? I mean, really? Would that be considered technology? What's the piece of technology, outdated piece of technology that I own today that we actually use? I don't know. I can't think of anything for myself. We no longer have a landline. Maybe our cable? We have cable still. I know people don't have cable anymore. We don't have a landline. I know we got rid of that several years ago. I wonder if any... I'm sure people still have landlines today. We have cable. I know people don't have cable anymore. They use the internet. They use YouTube. They use whatever streaming services. But we still have cable. That would probably be ours. Is it outdated? I don't know. Probably. Let's see. That's all I can think of for now. All right. Seemed like there was something else, but I guess not. I want to hear what yours is. Thanks for listening, and you guys have a great day.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!